Blog Talk Radio.
Fire is nothing to play with, and fire safety should be a priority to us. Hello, friends, and welcome to a One Designer, Two Ideas Fire Safety Tip. I'm Pam. In recognition of the NFPA's National Fire Prevention Week this week, we will talk all things fire safety. Fire is a serious matter, and the NFPA, FEMA, as well as our local fire departments want us to know how to be safe in our homes and in buildings. They know and don't mind sharing with us. So what is the NFPA? The NFPA, or the National Fire Protection Association, was founded in 1896. It is a global nonprofit organization dedicated to eliminating death, injury, property, and economic loss due to fire and related hazards. Fire Prevention Week was established by them to commemorate the October 8th and 9th 1871 Great Chicago Fire. That fire left more than 250 dead, 100,000 homeless, 17,000 buildings destroyed, and over 2,000 acres of land burned. In 1920, President Woodrow Wilson issued the first National Fire Prevention Day proclamation, and since 1922, Fire Prevention Week has been observed every year during the week in which October 9th falls. Now, I did say earlier that the Great Chicago Fire was October 8th and 9th, and yes, it was. It expanded an entire 24 to 48 hour period before it was extinguished. So, the National Fire Protection Association, offers free safety tip sheets on a variety of fire and life-saving topics which can benefit us all on their website. Our local departments can assist us as well. Contact them on the non-emergency number for maybe a copy of the publications that they have that will also keep us safe and give us more information on being fire safe in our homes. Tonight, we begin with a fire safety tip that has to do with batteries, alarms, and beeps. Here are some facts. According to the NFPA, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths between 2007 and 2011 were caused by fires in homes with no fire alarms or no working fire alarms. Allstate Insurance reports that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, recommends that smoke detectors should be tested at least once a month, and batteries should be changed at least twice a year or when needed. Fire alarms are available at most department and construction stores and are priced reasonably. Check them out. If you cannot afford a fire alarm, maybe if you're renting, talk to your landlord. Talk to your local fire department to see if they have a program that helps families in need with fire alarms. So check that out. But also always call them. If you have a general question about fire, always call them on their non-emergency number. Please do not call 911 to ask them about a fire alarm. That's for emergencies only. Okay. Be sure to join me tomorrow at 3 p.m. for our full-length show where we will be talking, keeping hearing the beep where we sleep. That's hearing the beep where we sleep, which is the theme for the NFPA's National Fire Prevention Week. Then we will return with another fire safety tip Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock, not 11:30, but 10 o'clock. We will return at 10 o'clock on Tuesday evening with another fire safety tip. We will be talking this week about fireplace safety. We will be talking about cooking safety. We will be also talking about heating safety as well. So please make sure that you try to tune in. And those tips will be offered at 10 o'clock during this week. So keep in mind, keep me in mind, and please check back with us to hear more. I will post the address if you want to go ahead of us and read some of the other publications that in FPA. I'll give you their web address and you can go ahead and check those out. It is www.nfpa.org. It is www.nfpa.org. You can also check out Fire Safety at FEMA's website, and a number of sites, a number of insurance companies also have tips on how to stay safe as well. So we will be talking about staying fire safe this week, and I hope that this information and these tips are helpful to you. Well, until then, this is Pam and of One Designer, Two Ideas. I do appreciate you joining me this evening. I'm sorry it's a little late. I recorded a little earlier, and I needed to record it again. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I am recording it again, and hopefully the tips are clear and that they will be helpful. Good night, all. Have a pleasant tomorrow, and please make sure you check the batteries in your fire alarms in your home.